This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. In the U.S., they're called lines. In Canada, apparently they're called lineups sometimes. But pretty much everywhere else, it's known as a queue.
I like queue the best.
Yeah, me too.
That's Benjamin Walker. He's obsessed with queues. He keeps sending me emails with links to YouTube videos of queues.
You have psychology students filming their surreptitious queue experiments. You have Asian road rage videos. You've got people filming fights that break out in queues.
Unless you're gonna physically move me, nothing's gonna happen. So understand that I'm not getting out of this line.
I like to call YouTube the queue hole. And when I found this lecture by Dr. Q, I immediately made an appointment to go and see him.
I'm Dick Larson. I'm a professor at MIT, and I guess my nickname is Dr. Q.
Dick Larson studies the mathematical and psychological models of queuing systems.
Just about every day we experience queuing in some aspect of our lives.
Queue theory is about 100 years old now, but it wasn't until the 1950s that the profession really came into its own.
A lot more high-rise buildings, high-rise hotels and offices, and all of a sudden, owners of these buildings are getting complaints about rush hour delays for elevators. So Russ Acuff, who is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, sent one of his research aides to New York City to check out these complaints about elevator delays. So he said, the traditional engineering approach, dynamite this building and start over again with twice as many elevator shafts because you've got more demand than you have capacity at these rush hours.
In my experience, engineers are a lot more crafty than that, but let's just go with it.
But then, in a stroke of genius, he said, well, maybe the problem is framed the wrong way. Maybe the problem isn't the 90 seconds of wait for the elevators. Maybe the problem is the complaints about the 90-second waits for the elevators. And if we could reduce the complaints substantially, maybe we'll solve the problem. And then in another stroke of genius, he said, well, what if you give somebody a distraction, a diversion? Let's try floor-to-ceiling mirrors next to all the elevators in an experimental building. So you got the money, put the mirrors in, watched for a month, and guess what? The complaints dropped to near zero. Men who were wearing ties could adjust their ties. Women could make sure their hair was organized okay.
Or vice versa.
Sometimes men and women were even seen to flirt occasionally through the reflection. I guess it's less provocative than eye-to-eye contact. The complaints dropped to near zero. Problem solved. The statistics of the delay unchanged. Ingenious.
Distraction is still a powerful tactic that keeps people calm in long lines. Disney World has perfected the art of line distraction, but queuing experts have also redesigned the structure of the line itself in different scenarios. Most grocery stores and at least a few fast food restaurants use parallel queues, where there are several open lanes and you're forced to pick one. And it can be so frustrating when you pick the wrong one, when you pick the slow lane.
But there's another way to do it. A single serpentine line that feeds all of the open registers. It's first come, first served. It's a queue designed for equality and fairness. And American companies, they used to pride themselves on designing these more egalitarian queues.
Wendy's is very proud that they're the first ones in fast food that had the single serpentine line. American Airlines is very proud. They claim that they're the first ones to have single serpentine line in airports, although British Air argues with them.
Imagine that. Companies once took pride in egalitarian queues.
More and more, we're encountering queues that are designed so that different levels of service can be provided to different groups of people.
Ironically, it's also in airports where we encounter more of this latest trend in queue design. Whether you're a frequent flyer or paid for a bump up to business class, your status determines where you stand in line. Queue jumping is not just an antisocial anomaly worthy of a YouTube video. It's now the privilege of our betters. 99% Invisible was produced this week by Benjamin Walker and me, Roman Mars. It's a project of KALW 91.7 in San Francisco and the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco. We're distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, at prx.org. You can find out more about this show at 99%invisible.org.